Welcome to Blog Talk Radio in high fidelity. Hello, folks, and welcome to a Tuesday edition of the Weekly Conversation. If you read the thing, it says Thursday. That's the kind of week I'm having. Oh, wow. But just a little program update. I will be with my family on Thanksgiving, so I won't be doing a show this Thursday. But I just wanted to give you that quick update. But you notice how when shooting happens, we need to ban guns. They need to ban everything but build a wall. I mean, when you have another border patrol officer killed, oh, don't worry, we're not going to, you know, they don't want to, it's inhumane to build a wall. I mean, as you know, a federal judge has said that it's unconstitutional and that, you know, the permanent ban on federal funding to sanctuary cities, taking away their money, that you got to allow them to have money. You can't do that. Where were all these federal judges when Bill Clinton was in the White House and when Obama was and when Bush was, when all these presidents, all of a sudden everything Trump does is, oh, well, this federal judge says that can't happen. This can't happen. Also, a Chick-fil-A is giving a year's worth of chicken, because if you can help find a van, that's right, a Chick-fil-A catering van disappeared. I can't believe I have to say this, but there is a list of stores that are actually closing on Thanksgiving.
Really? I didn't make any work.
I mean, like, I have to do, I mean, they should all close.
Which ones?
A Pennsylvania man was so obsessed with a famous Philly cheesesteak, his family buried him with it. And I want to get into the funny story that I got out of this when I read the article in the very beginning. I'm going to do that. That's going to be my first story because I just have to say I can't wait. But I want to get into the DPRK North Korea. What is the regime doing that I'm going to talk about that they've been doing for long? They've been letting up some, but now they're tightening the reins again. I want to get into North Korea is being told, I guess, by South Korea. They have a guy undercover that died if they knew who he was. And I guess they plan on doing more ballistic missiles testing and all this stuff. So I got the audio glitch fixed. Tomorrow, Manchester United plays in the UEFA Champions League. I want to talk about that. And also what's going on with an ongoing lawsuit between a family where a World War II decorated veteran was repeatedly calling for help and couldn't breathe. And nurses were sitting there laughing. And when they had video of it, they said, well, I don't know why I was laughing. I guess I'm so used to just giving the CPR to all these people that I thought I did to him. And I don't know why I didn't and all this stuff. And it's just sick. And the video has actually been released. And that the facility is like a one-star facility. And I don't even think those, I think I'm 99% sure if that was Indiana, those CNAs would lose their license. But in Georgia, they're still, I think, have their license. I don't think they're working, but
certification, certified nursing.
But I want to get into this because, oh, wow. A cheesecake fan buried with two sandwiches from Pat's King of Steaks is a famous cheesecake place in Pennsylvania. And when I was reading this in the beginning, I thought maybe they got permission from the family to bury the guy like on the property or something. I wasn't realizing, oh, they just took two of his favorite sandwiches and put them in the casket with them. But hey, I'd only had one cup of coffee, so back off. You know, I'm just like, but I mean, it's, I mean, I think they're keeping that Egyptian tradition alive where, like, when you get to the other side, you need to take stuff with you, you know, so. And I think that's really cool that they did that, you know, because that was his favorite thing, and that's probably why he died. Those things are not the most healthiest things to eat. Pardon me, but, you know, but he was 76, and I think it's so awesome that, you know, that they went out of the way and did that. So, that's kind of a fun little story and tidbit of what I thought had happened. You know, what did they build, like a tunnel, and he's buried underneath the Philly cheesesteak place? Yeah, you're probably all wondering, what was I thinking? My wife's like, oh, crap, and I married that guy? Oh, Lord. I better get the papers out. But I want to get into a dual kind of topic here, because I know all these people that will sit there with a 50 jack in their hand and down the thing, and oh, but how dare you smoke pot? Because they have, our attorney general in the state of Indiana has deemed where if you have signed up and you're legally able to get the CBD oil, not THC, CBD, you may not be able to get it. They're cracking down on it, and our attorney general is someone that, like, is like, he's like Jeff Sessions, where it's, well, if you legalize marijuana, it's just going to make things so much worse. It's just the opioid epidemic's going to get 100 times worse if you legalize pot, because pot is a gateway drug. See, what a lot of people don't understand is pot is a Schedule I drug. It is the highest level of classification of medications. Schedule I, there's no medical benefit. So you're going to go from a Zuri, you're going to smoke pot and have the most highly controlled substance in this country, and then you're going to gateway to a less dangerous drug like cocaine? I'm just lost. But it's just like the wall, you know? If someone gets shot with a gun, we need to ban guns. But when a border patrol officer is killed at the border, oh no, how dare you want to build a wall? How dare? I put it like this, folks. The blood is on your hands if you don't want that wall and a border patrol officer is killed. The blood is on your hands if you don't want a wall and there's human trafficking and there's 12-year-olds and 10-year-olds being trafficked and used as sex slaves. The blood's on your hands for that. The blood's on your hands when a serial killer is killing people in the United States and they're allowed to stay in that city because it's a sanctuary city and they're making sure that the cops can't arrest them. Blood's on your hands for that. And I would love some of these people that are for sanctuary cities to explain to the dead, to the family members, justify to a family member who had someone die because of an illegal who is not deported because they're in a sanctuary city. I want to see you explain to them that and justify it. Okay, my mother and father were killed by a illegal who is being kept there and hidden from the police because it's a sanctuary city. It's just hypothetical. And I want you to tell that family of the dead parents, I want you to justify to them why you think they shouldn't have been deported, why you think that person should have been allowed to stay here. Where is the outrage? I mean, that's what's gonna happen. You're gonna have Border Patrol agents that are gonna be like, well, thank God we got Bush, who wanted to help them, and we got Trump who wants to help them. Heck, when Obama was there, he's like, okay, yeah, just take twisty balloons, make some laser blazers, and just make some noises with your sounds, and pray to God that they don't have a weapon, and that's all we're going to do for you. I'm the president, thank you. No. They should be, I mean, those Border Patrol agents should have, like, rocket launchers, and they should have vehicles that, like one out of every four vehicles should be fully loaded with plastic explosives, so if someone tries to attack them, and they get shot, they just let go of this thing, and, you know, bang. Fight back, do something. See, I support human trafficking, that's why I'm against the wall. That's what the people on the, we need to get shirts to say, I support human trafficking, I'm against the wall Trump wants to build. And then on the back of the shirt, we can say, like, we support serial killers here illegally killing people. We support sanctuary cities. I mean, that makes just as much sense. I just don't get it, man. I don't understand. You know? I know David Cassidy is not doing well, and our thoughts and prayers go out to him and his family. But somewhere, that bus left, and people didn't get on it. You know, there's like a gap. There are people who say that about that there's things that there's a gap in our history, that there's things that, like, the Egyptians figured out that we don't know yet. That they, I think they, you know, I think it's a thing called using your brain that God gave you. That when you go somewhere and you hear a voice inside your head saying, buy that dinner, do that, talk to that person, be there for them, walk with them down the hallway, push the wheelchair for them. That's God telling you, hey. When police had trouble tracking down a stolen Chick-fil-A catering van, the fast food chain up the reward with a year's supply of food. And all I can think of, I can't think of KFC or Popeyes or anything, you know, Chick-fil-A, any of those, without thinking about Clyde Torkel Chicken Pit Special, the fastest chicken in the South. And that's what I felt like this weekend when bloody Martin Truex won the Monster Energy Cup Series. I just got that vision in the end where you're the champion. Oh, you're the champion. Well, you're going to be, you know. So I wanted, of course, Brad Keselowski. My mom likes Kevin Harvick. But I didn't want, well, I guess I can, all I can at least say is at least it wasn't Bush. And there is some good in it, you know. But I'm gonna switch into that real quick because I'm getting old. And I know I'm getting old because Richard Petty talked about how that race reminded him so much of the 93 Hooters 500 in Atlanta Motor Speedway, where, you guessed it, my favorite driver, Alan Kulwicki, won the NASCAR Winston Cup Championship. Bill Elliott came in first in the race. It was Richard Petty's last race, and Jeff Gordon was basically scared crapless driving around because it was his first race. He didn't want to wreck anyone out that was vying for points. And then, like, when Richard Petty kind of wrecked out somewhat, they had everyone in that garage area hoping to get his car going just so they could get it so he could finish the race under green. And it just seems like yesterday that happened. Yeah. It's just one of those things, you know. It's just hard to believe, you know, because they had Bob Jenkins. Hello, folks, and welcome. It's cloudy about 20 miles out the racetrack, but the forecast is for no rain. I'm Bob Jenkins, and welcome. In about 3.5 hours time, we'll know who the champion is for the 1992-93 NASCAR Winston Cup season. And that's what they're talking a lot about, how that race had that feel to it. And I'm like, man, that just seems like yesterday. Now it's, you know, I guess so many people say, well, America hasn't changed. But it has. America has changed a lot. I was never called a racist or a sexist or anything until Bill Clinton. I never would have thought you would have to have a list for stores closing on Thanksgiving, but you have to because a lot of stores are open. We're having the pre-Black Friday sale of all sale of sales. That's right. This sale is the sale of all sale of sales of sales. That's right. I'm telling you what, this mattress was $5,000. Now it's just $4,999.99. What's funny is on this list, I'm going to read some of the names of this. The stores that are closing. I didn't even know like the first, like a bunch of the first ones. AC Moore, never heard of that. ABT Electronics, never heard of them. Academy Sports Plus Outdoors, never heard of them. At Home, never heard of them. BJ Wholesale Club, never heard of them. Lane's Farm and Fleet, never heard of them. Cost Plus World Market, never heard of them. Those are the ones in the top 10 that I never heard of. I've heard of Ace. I've heard of Babies R Us. I've heard of Burlington, you know, but like Craft Warehouse. I mean, it must be sort of like where we live, we have Meijer and it's kind of a regional thing. You know, but Dillard's I've heard of, Dress Barn, but Ethan Allen, Fry's Electronics. It's just kind of neat, you know, that, hey, there's stores that still believe in closing. But, you know, it's just one of those things that, like, I guess I never would have thought I'd have to have that. Let me see if I can get this guy on the phone. You there?
Okay. Yeah. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
All right. Good. We don't have any problems today then, huh? Okay.
No, we don't. I got the whole thing fixed.
And there you go. Did Block Talk do it or did you do it?
It was a little of both. Mm-hmm. When I was on, when they told me when I get online and I call in, they just have to disconnect all my microphones and then restart it all. And once I restarted it all, it works.
Yeah. As long as everything's fixed, that's good.
Yep.
I took a look at your description page, and you're talking there about Kathy Griffin and the veteran. I saw both videos. Whatever's happening to Kathy Griffin, I'm glad. Because...
I know.
You know, humor is humor, but sometimes you can really take humor to a horrid extreme. And when she's holding up a decapitated head of the president, and the head is bloody, I don't think that's funny. I think that's extremely disrespectful. And most of the time, liberals don't know what they're talking about. So when I saw the video, I didn't see the entire video. I only saw parts of it because I didn't want to take a look at that face. She's talking about how she's got legal bills to pay and and she's doing these little venues. I say, good for you. You were never that funny to begin with. And besides which, she's always been a whiner. Have you ever seen her on the reality show, something like the Kathy Griffin on the C-List or whatever the hell it was?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well, when she was on that, I saw a few episodes where she complained about how the men were treating her. And she said, if I were as beautiful as one of the other, you know, reality show contestants, you wouldn't be treating me like this, you know. So this is a girl who knows that she's ugly. And as a result, she will do anything for attention. But unfortunately for her, her gravy train has run out, and I'm glad. What do you think?
Yep. Oh, I look at it like this because I hated Obama. I didn't agree with his policies whatsoever. And I would not want someone to take and do a video like a comedian. I wouldn't want to see like Scott Baio do a comedy skit and have a mannequin where it's he's holding up a decapitated head of Obama. That's wrong. It shouldn't have happened. Doesn't matter what you believe.
Yeah, I agree.
I think she's getting what she deserves.
Well, so do I. Do you know she's she's doing these little trips overseas? And on another part that I did see on the video was that she was saying that I think she was getting advice that in order to help herself out, she should do the little clubs again like she used to. And she says she's not going to do that because she doesn't want to do the little clubs for free like she used to. She's a star. And she should be treated like a star. So
yeah.
She's a star asshole. That's what she is.
Yeah.
Somebody to do that. I mean, it's first off, it's bad enough for a lot of people to just curse out Trump and call him names, and he's never done anything to them. But they feel that they
exactly.
have the right with this guy to be super obnoxious, and they would never have done that against Obama.
Exactly. I mean, there would be outrage to the 10th degree if it was done to Obama, but with Kathy Griffin, there are people saying, oh, well, she has the freedom of speech. She has the right to do it. She probably went a little bit too far, but still, she has the legal right.
Oh, I'm not contesting that. She has a legal right, but she did it in such bad taste. And besides which,
exactly.
No government came in to oppress her, okay?
No. Nope.
Freedom of speech is for a protection of the citizens to be free from oppression by the government. That doesn't mean that you know, that anybody can say anything at any time. If I, say, have a theater, I own the theater, and I want to institute a rule where there's no profanity, then that means there's no profanity. Plain and simple. You know.
Exactly.
It's my house. But the government can't come in and say you can't do that. Well, I don't know. The government in some states, they've taken it upon themselves to make sure that people don't smoke. You have to smoke outside. You can't even smoke inside your house. That to me, I don't like smoking. I think people who smoke are, the idea of somebody thinking that it's that you can take a cigarette. A stick of smoke and inhale smoke and over time not get it some sort of disease, you got to be freaking insane. So if you're gonna smoke and if you develop lung cancer and you act surprised, I think you're an idiot. But I don't want the government coming in and saying, well, you cannot smoke. Well, if they prove that secondhand smoke is dangerous, then I would say jump in, because now it's a health hazard. But other than that, I want the government out of my life.
Yep. And that's what they said back in the late 90s, early 2000s, is that was the Achilles heel, because they said, well, yeah, I don't want the government. I used to smoke and I quit, but when I did, I never thought they had vitamin C in them and thought they were great for me. Mm-hmm. But it's one of those things that I don't want the government to tell me what to do, but when you get to the point where, okay, if I'm outside and I'm smoking a cigarette, I could be potentially harming someone else, then you need to say, okay, hey, secondhand smoke can kill you. This is where people are going to smoke. Just know that if you're going to be standing around here, even if you don't smoke, you can still get the effects of the cigarettes, plain and simple. I don't think the government should be telling me, okay, no, you can't smoke in your own house.
Yeah. I don't think they should tell drivers that they have to put on a seatbelt. Does it make sense to put on a seatbelt? Absolutely. But what happens is when the government institutes a law, which seems to make sense, seems to help people, is that it's now set a precedent that the government can now interfere in your life and anything, which is illustrated by the fact that Obamacare came into existence. And look what happens to those poor people who have been on Obamacare. A lot of them have gone broke simply because they can't afford the premiums.
Yep. And that's what that's what I talked about this about a year and a half ago on my program. I said there was a place in Ohio, and when you looked at the revenue, they got based on people who were fined for not wearing a seatbelt. It's common sense you should wear a seatbelt, but if the government is going to mandate that you have to wear a seatbelt, then what else can they mandate that you have to do? Oh, well, you have to do this as part of safety. You have to do this because of this. They're going to start taking over your life and start controlling your life. Well, we're not going to let you watch certain things on TV because we want to protect you. It's for the safety of you and your kids.
Of course, that's what their propaganda would be. We are here to protect you. Now, when I was a Democrat years ago, I used to believe that. And I believed that because the government told me that. And it seemed to make sense that if we're going to pay taxes to a government that has told us that it's there to protect us, well, then you better do your job and protect us. But as I was doing more and more research, and I learned that even if the founding fathers didn't, let's say they did want the government to interfere in everything, that's not the right thing to do. The government, if the government really wants to protect us, allow us to defend ourselves, just have a very good, fair and honest judicial system, allow capitalism to have free reign without taking money from lobbyists, have a non-corrupt judicial system, and Americans will take care of themselves. And this land, which used to be great, I don't think America's great anymore. It's just gone downhill in too many areas. Well, America would become great again, you know, but...
Yep.
Poor Trump, he's still got the swamp. He's got to battle that swamp every day.
He does. And there's evidence coming out with this that I've talked about in my program that the North Korean leader is going to start clamping down again on the technology and all this stuff. Because what's been happening is technology is going to be the downfall of any country where they have a Juche ideology, because for like 50 years, the people in North Korea have been brought to believe that, oh, Kim Il-sung and Kim Jong-un, they created us. We have everything because of them. We live this great life, and they're starting to realize through technology that they're getting effed. Look, this guy in South Korea, he's not a government official. He has a car. He can go wherever he wants. He can do whatever he wants. He can leave the country. He can do this. Wait a minute. I thought I had a great life. So many people think in this country that, well, no, we need to, the government is the answer to solve all our problems. The government is the solution. And if we get free health care, I'm not going to have to pay a bill. I'm not going to have to do anything. I'm going to be able to go to the doctor and get anything I want whenever I want free, never have to pay for anything. And they don't have a concept of, okay, what does free mean? Where does it come from? Someone has to pay for free.
Yeah, but people have to pay taxes. And if people actually really understood the governmental system of currency and money, they would realize that we wouldn't even have to pay taxes. Taxes, for the most part, were created in order to feed the monster called the Federal Reserve. If the Federal Reserve didn't exist, then we wouldn't have one penny of debt. But because it does exist, it makes profits in the billions, billions each and every year. And it leeches off the energy and the soul of the American people. And if the politicians had a pair of balls per politician in Congress, they would have not just audited the Federal Reserve, they would have eliminated it. But that just goes to show how corrupt Congress is.
Yep. Because that's what Kennedy wanted to do. He wanted to abolish it, and they killed him.
Yeah, I heard that. I don't know if that's true. I know that he had many enemies. And I know that he supposedly signed an executive order that was supposed to eliminate the Federal Reserve note. I'm not sure. But I'm not sure if that's an urban myth or if that's true or not. But in any case, JFK was on the right track in you know, in a few things, and helping to at least keep America great. America was pretty good during his time. America was great back in the 50s, where we had high school students who were doing well. We had low unemployment. We weren't engaged that much in foreign affairs. We were the world's largest creditor instead of being the world's largest debtor. So many things have changed. When the grades of American students, when they were compared against the grades of foreign students, were very good. In some instances, top-notch, number one. And we have, I think, the kids in Brussels actually do better in English than the kids here in America. That's
yep.
something. So sad.
It is. Yeah, it is.
And then we have this politically correct. Huh?
Oh, yeah. I mean, the PC has just gotten out of control.
What about these women coming out of the woodwork accusing all these men of sexual harassment? Now, you know what? Some politician said, who was it? Sessions. He said, I have no reason to disbelieve these women. Well, I would also say we have no reason to believe them. Just because they came out and say that they were sexually assaulted doesn't necessarily mean that the guy did it.
Yeah.
So, you know, but then again, the PC is so out of control. It's running rampant. It's a chicken without its head. All you have to do is accuse a man, and the man gets suspended. He gets fired.
Yep.
Or his whole career gets ruined.
Yep.
That isn't right. No, not at all.
And for something that happened 25 years ago, too.
Well, yeah. I mean, I'd like to have a debate about how harmful were the sexual assaults. Did you grope her on her ass? Is that bad? Yes. Is that worth this man's career? No. How long did it take for him to grope your ass? 5 seconds. So for 5 seconds, he now has to face the gauntlet of the press, the angry liberals, and he has to be nailed the sex offender? That's not justice.
No, it's not. And it depends, it depends what you consider sexual harassment. I've known people, I knew a friend that was a teacher and patted the kid on the back, and the next day the mom's coming in saying that you sexually abused my kid, you hit him.
Yeah. I have a friend of mine. He was talking to this woman, and this woman was telling him a story about what happened to her on either the train or the bus, I forget which. So he says that what she's telling him is that she was standing next to somebody, and the guy raped her. So my friend says, what? He raped you? She goes, yeah. He says, but you were on a public bus. She says, I know, but here I am. I'm looking at him. He's looking at me. I look down, and he's got an erection. So my friend says, but that's an erection. He goes, but that's rape.
That's crazy.
Unreal. What these women will do for retention. Jesus.
Oh, I know.
Right. It's amazing. Yeah, this PC, I mean, that's the one thing that can get rid of senators. All you have to do is accuse them. Oh, another thing, I never liked Franken. But the thing is, when you take a look at that picture where he's got his hands over the woman's tits,
mm-hmm.
He's not grabbing them. He's got his hands over them.
Yep.
That's bad enough. I don't think he should have done it. I think he should be reprimanded. I think he should be called a reprobate. I don't know if you should call him a pervert, but you should call him, he invaded her privacy in, you know, while she was asleep, and he should get the due consequences of that. But to say that, well, he groped her, and as a result of groping her, you know, this guy is a real pervert. Well, if he did grope her, then he is a pervert. But what he did, in my opinion, because it looked to me like there was space in between his hands and the uniform the girl was wearing, seems to me that he was standing above her, and he was acting like he was grabbing her. But did he admit to grabbing her?
From the article I read, he came out and said that, well, the events that she's saying, I don't remember it being the same as she recalls. If I did something that offended her, I apologize because I'm not that type of person. I'm having a feeling that I did something to her that is offensive to her, but to me, it's not. And she just blew something I did out of proportion, and so that's what I've read up on it.
Yeah, I mean, he's not really, he's apologizing now, but at the beginning he said, well, he did it because he thought it was funny. But I'd like to know, is he admitting that he actually touched her, or he can't say that he... He didn't stick his hands where her tits were, but I don't see him groping her. Do you think in that picture that he's groping her?
No, I don't think. I think it's just something that's taken way out of context. He was just having fun with her, sort of like if you sit there and you have someone sleeping and you take and make a circle with your hand and you put it right where his head is, and his head fits inside the little circle on your hands. You know, he just had his hands, and they might have been a foot away, 2 feet away, who knows, and people were just taking a photo that out of context, and if he did something to truly offend her, he didn't mean to, and she's, you know, I think it's just a whole misunderstanding. And
well, I would be offended if there was a picture of a girl who was grabbing me. I wouldn't, even if I was asleep and she was grabbing me. Or even if she wasn't grabbing me, it looked like she was grabbing me. Because to me, I would say, hey, mind your own business. If I'm, you know, if I can't trust you to leave me alone when I'm sleeping, well, how am I going to trust you to, you know, not bother me when I'm awake? But again, I wouldn't want to call it sexual harassment. I would call it being a nuisance, being a real pain in the ass. But sexual harassment? No, because I wasn't awake. Oh, what do you think about this? Have you read about the cases where the guy, husbands now, okay? Husbands, there's about like two or three husbands, who when their wives have been asleep, they've had sex with their wives. And this has been going on for either months or years, I forget which, but it's been going on for more than just one occasion. Now, the wife has been told, the wives have been told, or have found out, that the husbands have had sex with them. Now, the wives are getting all upset over the fact that these guys, their husbands, have been having intercourse with them. They weren't given STDs. They are husband and wife. Now, unless they are estranged, that's a different story. But if they're supposedly on good terms, I don't see why a wife would get really upset over a man having pleasure with his wife, especially if she's not even knowledgeable of it. I don't get it.
Yeah. I'm surprised they're not waking up. If I tried to do that with my wife, she would wake up.
Yeah, that's another phony thing about the story. You know, like, I never woke up. Are you kidding me? Huh? If you didn't wake up, either he drugged you, and if he didn't drug you, you knew he was doing it and just wanted him to do it, and maybe just to hurry up and finish and get off you or something. But the claim that you were raped? Nah, that's, you know...
Yeah.
How can you do that to your husband? He's had, you know, if he can have sex with you while you're awake, you know, would a man object? If we could get an erection while we're asleep and we wanted to please our wives and our wives came along and if we, you know, if our wives knew that we didn't want to be awakened for sex, but they could touch us in such a way so that they could, can I curse on your show, or is your show sparkly clean?
Oh, you can curse.
I can curse? Okay, good. You know, if they wanted to fuck us, and if we got an erection and they jumped on top of that, I don't think very many men would say, no, you can't do it. Now, if the man and the woman are estranged or they're going through a hard time, I can see it. But if you're on good terms, I don't see it. I don't understand the what's the harm? Where's the harm in this?
Exactly.
You know,
I think I kind of call BS on the whole situation. I kind of call bullshit, because to me, how can you have, I mean, my, I can sit there and I can't even take the glasses off my wife's face if she falls asleep and she'll wake right up.
Right.
And you're going to tell me that you're having penetrative intercourse with your wife and she just sleeps through the whole thing?
Yeah, I know. Phony. Sounds phony to me.
Yep.
But the fact that your intimate partner, somebody that you love and supposedly she loves you, is now claiming, I think one wife wants a divorce, so maybe they weren't getting along to begin with. But I'd really like to see a survey of men and women who've been asked the question, would, if you were, if you're a boyfriend or if your husband, with whom you truly love, was making love to you when you weren't asleep, I mean when you were asleep, and your sex life when you were awake was good, how would you feel about that? And if the women said, no, I wouldn't want that, even though my sex life with him while I'm awake is good, that would just make me even have even more disdain for certain types of females.
Yeah. Exactly.
So what was going to be your favorite topic for tonight?
This is what I wanted to get your opinion on. There is a North Carolina fire department who's losing its funding because they refuse to remove a Confederate flag. And they stand to lose $19,000.
I haven't heard about that.
Yeah, it's basically in North Carolina, a fire department in North Carolina stands to lose at least $19,000 because of its refusal to remove a Confederate flag from its property. It's a volunteer fire department that has been flying the Confederate flag in front of the fire station for years. Firefighters say it represents history and heritage and not racism. And since it's a volunteer fire department, the money they get from the government to help them out, they're going to cut the funding if they don't remove the flag.
Well, it's their right. I think it's, I think anybody in today's times who wants to uphold the Confederate flag, I don't understand their logic. The Confederates lost the war, so why are you an American born in the Union? Why do you want to represent history of way back when the Confederacy was against the Union? Now, unless they've been taught somehow that, well, you know, the Union itself, I don't know, the Union was always, has always been portrayed by people in the South as being the greedy, greedy carpetbaggers who always wanted to take money away from the South economically and practically leave them impoverished. So, you know, maybe that's his reasoning. Maybe he's an activist against the North. I don't know. But since it's a private business, they can do whatever they want and hang out any types of flags that they want to. Now, if they're willing to forego $19,000 from the government to do it, that's up to them.
Yep. I agree, because, I mean, I guarantee you there will be tons of outpouring of support for that fire station saying, hey, they're just exercising their right. They're not racist. They're not bigots. They're not hateful people. This is about history. Just, I mean, because I see that's going to be the downfall of this country, is everyone wants to demolish all this history, and if you get rid of your history, you're doomed to repeat it.
Well, yeah, and even if you put up, some people are putting up statues that are in memorial to black heroes. Now, what happens when the next activist wave comes along and they start saying, well, black people are getting too much in government benefits, or black people are getting too much in affirmative action, or black people are, I don't know, taking over too many jobs, then we should tear down those statues. If you start this as a precedent, that means for every statue that gets torn down, another statue that gets built up, that statue can be torn down because of the next wave of activism. So, to me, you know, leave the statues up, just learn your history, and ignore that inanimate object, that piece of metal that's there in the park. Who cares?
Yep. Yep, I agree.
What about that video where they had the veteran who died? That's that's the normal thing that goes on in these old age homes. Nobody gets any real care.
Yeah, I work in an assisted living community. I'm a chef in one, and that's the thing we deal with on a daily basis. Is you in Indiana? There was viral video in Indianapolis of a lady with dementia taking her shirt off, and these two people were beating her, and they were instantly stripped of their licenses to be able to work in the business. And I'm surprised that these women that were in the video, well, I don't know why I was laughing. I thought I did CPR. I guess I'm so used to doing it that I don't know why I didn't do it. And they couldn't answer anything that they said they did once the video surfaced. And they knew that they were busted.
Yeah, they lied. That's the worst part. Well, that's not the worst part. The worst part is that they ignored the guy. Because I remember when I was in the hospital, I was in the hospital for an operation many, many years ago, and you could press that button, and, you know, the nurses weren't going to come. So I can imagine just how bad it is for people who are in this, you know, the 70s and 80s or who have dementia, and they're being stuck in a bed in a nursing home where, you know, the nurses just don't care.
Yeah.
So that's a horrible life.
It is. Because I know when I got burned really bad and I had second and third degree burns on my body, I was cleaning out a fryer, and when I dropped a container of boiling water and it splashed up the one side of the container, up the other, and got on my legs. And when I went to the ER, I literally, like, if I needed pain medication, I told them instantly, because it was about 40 minutes before they came back with it.
Yeah.
And if you hit that button for someone to come, it took, I mean, it was slower than a snail for someone to come get you.
Yeah, they don't care. The nurses, I mean, all around the country, and the poor veterans. This guy, he was a vet. But the poor veterans in general, I'm a vet. I don't want to go to the VA. At one time, you know, you can go to the VA and you would get treatment for free. Now you got to pay copay, and I think you have to pay deductibles or some kind of nonsense. You have money comes out of your pocket, and then you get poorly treated. So, you know, the veterans, all they are, they're just useful idiots. They're just worker drones. They're supposed to fight and die for the rich to get richer. That's all it seems like to me.
Yep.
Well, anyway, Kyle, I'm going to let you go. You've only got half an hour left or so. Yeah. Okay.
I got about 12 minutes.
Oh, about 12 minutes? All right. Well, take it easy, all right?
All right. Take care.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Oh, but it's sad. That's why I guess I got into the healthcare part that I do, to try to make change. You know, it's sad when you see videos of people getting beaten I thought I was giving her CPR when, the video comes out and they're laughing. It makes me sick. It makes me sick that people don't care about human life. It really does, because I'm one of those people that truly believe in, you know, human life. You know, I consider those people my family where I work. And a lot of these places, they don't care about you. You know, and especially if you're working a 12-hour shift, if you're in the 10th or 11th hour, 12th hour, you're exhausted. You want to go home. You don't want to be there. Ah, crap, this call light came on again. Oh, Lord. Here we go again. What does he want? And there have been cases in Indiana, especially, where the call light went off and major things went down because they didn't do anything. Like, the person was found on the floor. There was a place in, I think it was in Indianapolis, where this mom kept coming in. She goes, she kept going to the front desk. I keep trying to call my mom. Why won't, her phone's always busy. What the heck? And every time she visited her mom, her phone was disconnected. And when she finally put a miniature camera up to see what was going on, they were disconnecting the phone and beating her up and all this stuff and mistreating her. And that way she couldn't say anything. So, and I was going to report this early this morning because I got some high intel from some people I know. But I wanted to ensure, I wanted to give the family the respect they deserve, you know. And I hope you give the family respect. But David Cassidy, Partridge Family star and actor, is dead at 67. He was not really doing that well. And it was coming to an end, and I got word of it earlier and just didn't want to say anything because out of respect, you know, just pray for the family. You know, he drove the bus that a lot of people didn't get on, because I always talk about, I always say that, you know, at some time the Partridge Family bus left and people didn't get on because America is not the America I grew up in. It's not. You know, at some point we got to the society where, you know, we just throw the parents in a nursing home and they'll take care of them and we'll never, you know, and everything's just going to be free and you don't have to worry about anything. You know? I swear people must have dice with words on it, and they just roll the dice. What word's going to offend me today? What's going to tee me off today? Roll the dice. It came up, white bread. Wow, white bread. That's going to offend me today. Because that's how it is. People get, it's just amazing how many people get teed off about stupid, random BS that, like, I forget where this, it was a university, one of the classes, they aired the best SNL skit, Steve Martin's King Tut, and they interviewed, the paper interviewed some of the students in there, and they were outraged. That was so offensive. And the black women with the Egyptian garb and all this stuff, I'm like, you gotta be kidding me. How is that offensive? How is that offensive? I don't understand what, I mean, I've seen things that I'll sit there and I'm like, I'm like, do I have to be a decoder? Do I have to go to like the British intelligence school of decoding? Because I don't see what's offensive about that. I don't understand. But hey. You know, I'm wondering when all these people are going to come out about Bill Clinton. Because there was even, I read an article just really quickly on where this New York Times person even came out and said, yeah, Bill Clinton should have resigned from office with Monica Lewinsky. He's just as bad as all these other women that are, you know, he was a harasser, just like all these other guys. You know, Charlie Rose is fired. Why isn't Bill Clinton? Got about 4 minutes left, and I'm out of my tea. Huh. But I want to really quickly get into a little bit of UEFA Champions League action that's going to be going on tomorrow as we take on Basel. It's not, I mean, all we need to do is basically draw, which we could easily do, and we'll be the top of our group stage. So I'm pretty happy about that. You know, we need to rest a lot of the good players. Basically, our season comes down to the next couple games. Because if we, because we have to put, I mean, we, first of all, we have to beat City. If we can't beat City, because I don't see them getting beat. I don't see them, I mean, we have to beat Brighton Hove Albion. We have to beat Watford, and then we have to beat Man City and Arsenal. And if we don't get through those games, I mean, we're basically as good as we can be in the UEFA Champions League. We're not, we don't need to risk injury to Zlatan Ibrahimovic or any of the players, the good ones. We need to save them. I mean, Mkhitaryan, I think he's basically going to be gone by the end of the year. I think Fellaini might be gone. You know, we need to do some great transfers in January. We need to get some players in there. You know, but we, I mean, it to me, the championship this year in the Premier League comes down to who is going to effectively take down City. You know, who's going to take down Manchester City? The team that beats them, if it comes down to United beating, if they don't beat City, I think the title race is over, because they will play almost every team, and we have to win every game just to stay level, 8 points back. So it's just one of those. So I just wanted to do a quick program reminder to all you listening. This Thursday is Thanksgiving, and when I'm done with work, I'll be going and spending it with my moms and pops for a little bit. So, oh yeah, I'll cook all day, so she'll get a cook for me when I get home. So when I get over there, we'll have a bean curd bird and all that fun stuff. I have plenty of food to eat just because it's Thanksgiving, you know. I'm going to pardon a turkey. But I want to thank you so much all for tuning in. Just remember, man, ask what you can do for your country, not what your country can do for you. Because, you know, if you think everything's going to come from the government, good luck. You know, if you think the government's so great, why did the politicians not want to be on a government health plan? That tells you how much they exempted themselves from their own health care plan. So think about that one. Because all these people, everything's going to be given to me. I want free, free, free. Yep, I'll give you free. Yeah, you got to earn it. It's free. You just got to pay for it. That's the thing. I try to strive, and everyone, even the people I work with, it's more gratifying when you do it yourself. So I want to thank you all so much for tuning in to the program that I hope you feel a part of, and I want to thank my caller for calling in. And remember, with a firm reliance in the protection of divine providence, together our lives, our fortunes, and our sacred honor. Until next Tuesday, good night, and God bless. Goodbye.